Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name, 96.3 KKLZ, enjoying the 96 days of summer. Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 6:04. It is Tuesday morning, and your first chance to win that family four-pack down to the happiest place on earth. A little bit later on this morning at about 8:40, so make sure you're listening for that. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, what?
Hot.
I'm so over it. I seriously am considering moving during the summer.
Not.
No, I am.
What was your comment
every single summer?
On Facebook?
I'm afraid to bend my knees because my knee pits are sweating. They're just sweating. I'm sick of the humidity. It's supposed to be a dry heat,
right?
But it's not. I'm tired of it, people. I'm just tired of it. I don't like it. Aren't you used to it? You've lived there a long time. I don't like it. So quit telling me how I should feel about the heat. Good morning, everyone.
Happy Tuesday.
Oh, my God. Listen. This might help alleviate some pain if you win the Mega Millions. It's up to $375 million, people.
Wow.
$375. I think you can do pretty well with that.
Now, when do they announce the winner for that or the winning numbers?
The Mega Millions, I believe, I think that one's tonight.
Okay.
The other one, I can't remember the other one, is tomorrow. It's tonight or tomorrow night. $375. And if it's tomorrow night, it'll still go up a little bit.
We always throw it out there. If somebody's going to head out to a state line or wherever you go to pick up the tickets, if you just pick us up a couple,
we'll pay you for them. Of course we'll pay you for them,
Bring them by the radio station, we'll pay you for them.
It's also National Tattoo Day.
I'm already done. Celebrating with your brothers and sisters tatted up.
Somebody said that to me, something about, you should get another one. You know, it's addictive. I got two because I felt like I wasn't symmetrical.
Now you're balanced.
Yes, now I'm balanced. Exactly.
Nice.
It's all about balance, Mike. It's all about balance.
Sunshine today. You're going to be able to balance today. It's sunshine. High 108. Partly cloudy with a scattered thunderstorm possible. High 104 tomorrow. It's 90 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news here in just a couple of minutes.
Tickets for Paul McCartney's upcoming UK shows. You will not believe how much they're going for.
We're going to find out what they are going for, plus some other stories after Eddie Grant.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Floyd Mayweather Jr. tops the Forbes Celebrity 100 list of highest paid entertainers. Now, you're all going to love this one. Made $285 million over the past year. George Clooney is second with $239 million. Kylie Jenner is third with $166.5 million. Now, these are entertainers, Mike. Highest paid entertainers. What the hell does she do?
Mm-hmm.
What does Kylie do? She's not an entertainer.
She's a self-made woman.
She's less of an entertainer than the other Jenner is a self-made millionaire. Good God,
How is she popping up so high on all these lists?
I don't know. Now, this is Kylie. The other one's Kendall.
Right.
You know, I don't know, because the Jenner kids, the young ones, they do. I mean, I understand they got their own company, they got the makeup, all that stuff. But please, it's not like they went out and started working, you know, the drive-through at McDonald's to get things going.
Right behind George Clooney.
Right behind George Clooney. George.
Right behind Oprah Winfrey.
Oh, don't get me started. George Clooney, by the way, he is walking unassisted now.
Oh, thank God.
He needed help after that.
Did he really?
Yeah. And he's doing a little bit better. They say another probably 2 or 3 weeks, he'll be, you know, back to normal. Good God, he had a bad accident.
Yeah.
Scalpers selling tickets to Paul McCartney's upcoming UK shows for $21,000 a piece. Regular ticket prices start around $300, but there are just none to be had. And a lot of people are thinking, well, this might be the last time he comes.
I was just going to say, maybe they know something we don't know.
Maybe so.
Is he going to retire after this? This might be his last round.
Wow. Well, I sure could not afford it. $21,000 a piece. Wow. And Dana
Carvey. Sorry, honey. You're not going.
Yeah, guess what? I'm going. But I can only afford one home. Jeez. The new season of Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, Jerry Seinfeld. This is such a great show. Dana Carvey is on the latest episode. And, he did a very funny impression of Neil Young.
You better not cry. You better not.
what he does.
Christmas Songs by Neil Young. If you don't know this, Dana Carvey is an amazing impressionist. Really does some good impressions. Yeah. Check out that episode. They're only about, or like a half hour long, but really they're about 20 minutes long. Very, very funny. Comedians in cars getting coffee. And a big happy birthday to David Hasselhoff.
What?
Yep, he turned 66 years old today.
The Hoff.
By 66. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
First chance to win tickets for the Backstreet Boys during their residency over at Planet Hollywood. Dinner on Us over at Fleming's. Tell you how to win that package in about 10 minutes from now. 702-739-9636. Anytime you want to talk or text. Powered by Centennial Toyota. Lines are open. We are here. Boy, we are going to set you up this morning.
Man, I guess.
All week we have these tickets for the Backstreet Boys during their residency, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood, plus a $100 gift card to dine at, I love this place, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar.
This is a good day.
Mm-hmm. Two locations, West Charleston or Inbound Square.
You people are going to have to sleep with our station because this is a really good day. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Carla. I'll play this for you. I know this takes...
This takes her back to her college days.
Oh, yeah.
My fire, my one.
I know the words.
Desire.
I love this song.
See, that's the one thing. If you go with Carla to one of these shows...
Right. You're getting the bonus of not having to pay for her to sing along.
Not only do you hear them sing, you get to hear her sing along with the Backstreet Boys.
There's a lot going on. And dance.
Oh, man.
Not a lot of room, but she's a small person, so
she'll make room.
Oh, man.
She'll wear the hat, the whole outfit.
I love this song. I do. I love them. I love them.
All right, tickets for the Backstreet Boys and dinner on us over at Fleming's. Okay. That's a great night.
It is an awesome night.
We're going to play a round of 5 and 10. Yes. We've got the phone lines on hold right now. But this is a game where we'll give you a topic or a category. And within that category, within 10 seconds, name 5 things. So how easy is that?
Very.
We're going to find out. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Take the phone lines off hold. And then, of course, look for caller number 9, 702-739-9636. We have Matt on the phone. Matt, you want to go see the Backstreet Boys?
I do.
Dinner for two at Fleming's?
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I'd take my wife.
Yeah.
I think Matt heard the show yesterday. He's in the doghouse.
Yeah, I know. I'm wondering.
I actually am.
Oh!
I told you. I could feel it. I could sense it.
Matt, what did you do?
I'm going to say nothing.
Okay. She wasn't worth it. No, I don't know.
Matt.
All right, here you go. 5 and 10. Carla's going to give you a category. We're going to set the clock. In 10 seconds, name 5 things out of that category, and you're a winner, and you're out of the doghouse.
Matt, keep in mind, we want you to win. We really do.
Yes, so we don't want to bust up any marriages.
No. Matt, I want you to name 5 boy bands.
Go.
NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, One Direction, 98 Degrees, and LFO.
Awesome. Wow. Good job. I thought he might go back, you know, like the Osmonds, the Monkees, something like that.
Beatles, Ink Spots.
Yeah, you know what? The Ink Spots are considered to be the very first, quote-unquote, boy band. Now, you go back to, like, the 30s for the Ink Spots. I'll play you a little bit of the Ink Spots.
Doesn't matter. Matt wins, and you're going. You're going to take your wife, Backstreet Boys, and dinner over at Fleming's. I love that place. You're going to have an awesome time. It's all yours from DeKellar Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and all a part of the 96 Days of Summer.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike and Carly. You're awesome.
7:03. Tuesday morning, enjoying the 96 days of summer. More concerts, cash, getaways for you. We're going to have details on that in minutes because we have that family four-pack down to Disneyland to give away a little bit later on this morning at about 8:40. Make sure you're listening for that. Sunshine today, going to be nice. High 108. Partly cloudy, maybe a scattered thunderstorm tomorrow. Possible high 104. 90 now, and everybody on Carla's block is a little confused. We'll get to that after Styx and Renegade, 96.3 KKLZ.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
702-739-9636. Think about this. What's the last thing that seems so easy for everybody else except you? Now,
yeah.
Having said that, there's a whole list of things for me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know why everything is so difficult for me.
I'm not handy. I'm not. My comprehension of anything technical,
especially when they say, well, all you have to do is this.
Oh, yeah, all you have to do. Whatever. Please. Like with my garbage cans? Got the new garbage cans. We had not gotten them till recently.
You're talking about the big blue ones?
Yeah, because I'm in the Republic, Mike, and we still had two-day pickup up until just a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. We're spoiled. So now, me and the rest of my neighbors in the cul-de-sac are just standing there staring at two blue bins going, I don't know what goes in there. What's recyclable and what am
I
supposed to put in
here? Well, I do know something about this.
We're a bunch of idiots.
The light blue is the recyclable.
Well, it is.
And
you're
the dark blue is for the regular garbage. Now.
Yes, but what is? It's like now I got to look on the bottom of everything. Now I got to check on the bottom.
Plastics, paper, cardboard, stuff like that.
Yes, but then there's like my mail. There's like my now what food? I get that, but what about my? I don't know, my paper plates. What about me? I mean, I got to separate everything now. Got to separate everything.
Don't overthink it.
Is that it?
Don't overthink it, because I started to in the beginning.
Oh, my God.
And then I just said, you know what? Screw it.
I'm throwing it wherever I throw it. Is that it?
You let them separate it. But then I figured out that they don't pick up the recyclable stuff on every pickup.
And that, too. So I'm out there this morning, quarter to three. It's like, well, wait a minute. And there's nobody up. I'm in the middle of the cul-de-sac. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm walking around looking at everybody's cans.
In the dark.
Yeah. Which ones are out? Do you guys have the light blue? I don't know who's coming today. I have no idea.
If somebody can help Carla out besides me, feel free. 702-739-9636. But just like that, what seems so easy for other people, but when you tried it or tried to do it.
Yes.
It was like, are you kidding me? Why is this so difficult?
I know.
I've seen the video. I've read the book. I've looked at the picture.
I do that with people. I can put a battery in my car, and other people say, oh, my God. It's like, well, all you have to do.
Is
and
I find, this,
yes,
see?
Yes, I know.
All you have to do. And then I that know. Makes you feel like an idiot already. 702-739-9636. If you want to join the conversation, text or call. We'd love to hear from you. It all started out, what are those things that seem easy to everybody else, but when you try to do it, for some reason, it just becomes that much more difficult? Poor Carla, I can't believe you just finally got your blue garbage can.
Yeah, we did.
But of course, you living in the Republic.
Well, yeah. Yeah, all right.
I'm sure it was under duress.
Yes,
and they had a big board meeting.
Well, we did. We had to have a big HOA and put a vote out there and the whole bit. So the garbage cans, I have no idea what I'm doing.
What to put in what?
Right. And now Don said, just read the lid on the recycle bin, Carla. It tells you exactly what you can put in and what you can't. Very simple.
Doy.
And you can put both barrels out every week. Okay, fine. Now Tori says, hey, Carla, you can put basically anything in your recycle bin except styrofoam.
Oh.
I got a 20-minute lecture from the guy who drives the truck and picks up the stuff. No styrofoam, he said. Don't put it in there. But then he told me it really doesn't matter what you put it in because they go through it anyhow at the big plant.
At the big recycle plant?
Yeah. So why do we have two flipping bins?
I don't
get this. And then why, Mike? Because Liz wrote in and said we just got our big cans a month ago, too. Can't even get them in and out of the garage. They're huge.
Well, you don't put them in the garage.
Well, I put mine in the garage.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where else I'm going to put, unless I'm going
mine
in the backyard.
The
and
side of the house.
Yeah, see, not everybody has a side of the house. I have plenty of room.
I have a smaller garbage can in the garage.
Yeah.
Then it's a whole process.
Okay, yeah.
I was told by the garbage guy that we had a chair or something. I don't know. It was a big box that I put out there.
Right.
And I was off that week, so I wanted to make sure he took it. Because sometimes they take stuff, sometimes they don't.
Yes.
And he said, next time you have a big box, it's easier just to cut it up.
Okay.
And I said, but...
But you're the garbage guy.
Yeah. So he goes, I'm just telling you. So what does he do? He picks up the one garbage can. He puts it on top of one of the big blue garbage cans with the big arms. It picks up and just takes it up there. And I said, well, that seems easy enough for me.
Right.
Instead of me taking it and cutting it up.
Right. Yeah, seems like you could just
get out of the truck and...
I don't have box cutters. See, now I'm mad. Now I'm mad because now I... Because they don't want to get out of the truck. They don't want to get out of the truck. And I don't want to get out of my car either. I know it's hot, but they don't want to get out of the truck.
Okay, well...
They only have to do it once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't...
I see this subject is going nowhere except on garbage.
Yes, I know. Well, that's what everybody's writing in on.
All
right. And making me feel more stupid.
Well, you know what? I'll play this for you and everybody who's texting in. We're not going to take it. Twisted Sister, KKLZ. It is 7:37. The topic started out, what are those things that are seem easy for everybody else except when it comes to you?
Yeah, because I felt like an idiot because I got my new trash bins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, now everybody's kind of, you know, talking about the same thing because I'm glad everybody else was having the same problem.
Right.
So, you know, okay, fine. Now, somebody wrote in, Mike, Katya said, I can install new outlets for phones or cables, but I'm not creative at all when it comes to decorating. I suck at decorating in any way.
Really?
Yeah.
She can do that?
Yeah. I know she can install technical stuff, but can't move a couch, apparently.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I can decorate.
See?
If she can put in the outlets and stuff.
Yeah. Right, I know.
Perfect.
Then she went on to say that Carla, you know, recycling is good for the environment, you know. I know, people. I know. I just don't know what bin to put my recycling in. I mean, I know, but I don't know.
All right, Bill's on the phone. Bill, what do you say?
It was difficult for me to transition as well, Carla.
Thank you, Bill.
Very difficult, but I will tell you that there are two other sizes of can you can get. There's three sizes altogether.
Now, yeah.
They ask that you wait, like, I think it's like 4 to 5 or 6 weeks.
Right.
Just to make sure that you know, aren't happy with the size you have. But there's a small one, there's a medium, and what they first deliver is the large one.
It is, it's almost, they're almost as tall as I am.
No, I know, but I've
dropped something in and almost fallen in, reached in trying to get it.
You're right, I got the thing where there are three different sizes.
I never got that.
Yeah, you
really?
Can,
yeah,
you can trade them.
It's an informational packet they
send
out.
Well, who do you trade it in to see? That seems like it would be a whole process.
Yeah, and once a month, the old style truck with the guys hanging off it will come around and pick up big stuff like mattresses and things like that.
But well, that's the thing now, I need like to put a reminder in my calendar. This is the day they do the bulk.
Oh, boy.
You need a trash calendar.
And I have it, but I think I've misplaced
it. I was going to downsize the smaller cans. Yes. I thought, well, you know, once a year when I rake up leaves, I do need the larger cans.
Yeah.
I've learned to live with it, even though it's difficult.
Bill, thanks a lot for the call. John, what's up?
Hey, guys. Don't be ragging on our trash guys, man.
Yeah, Carla.
We got the best trash guys in the world.
I beg to differ, John. I beg to differ.
In 720 degree heat.
Yeah.
They're picking up our trash.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen them pick up stuff that I just was absolutely amazed. They work very, very hard. And
they
make better money
than I'll ever make, John.
And they deserve it, too.
They do.
I sure as hell would be out there doing that.
They absolutely do. I just, it just shouldn't be so difficult to throw stuff away.
I will give you this. There are some that are complete jerks.
All right.
But most of them are pretty darn good guys.
They are. I don't have any problem with them. They're wonderful guys. I take good care of them every year, all of that. My point is just, it's like to make it simpler, it's harder.
You're not a big fan of change. And when something changes, it like for everybody, for a lot of people, it's kind of difficult that first couple of weeks or so.
It is. It definitely is.
And so that's what you're uncomfortable with.
Well,
at this point in time,
but allow me to bitch because all I keep hearing
because I have the forum.
Yes. But all I keep hearing from people is that, you know what, they separated anyhow, so why worry about it? Well, then why am I doing this?
It's just because you're a good puppet.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Get your hand out of my neck.
Just a few more texts to wrap this whole thing up about the garbage cans.
Yes. Terry says, I opted for the smaller cans after I had the larger one, and now I have can envy. I wish I wouldn't have swapped them out.
Wah, 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 wah.
And Michelle says, FYI, never drop your car keys in one of those cans. You literally have to crawl inside of it. I may know this from experience.
Well, I have a feeling if this can, if you're taking it out to the curb, it ever falls on you.
I won't be coming in.
I'm not
going to
see you in the morning.
I'm not coming in.
Just two little legs hanging out.
Daddy,
Carla? Where are you? I don't see her.
Right here.
8:05. Your first chance to win that family four-pack down to Disneyland coming up 8:40, a little bit later on this hour. It's all a part of our 96 Days of Summer on the station playing the hits of the 80s and more. 96.3 KKLC. I just keep thinking of you.
Jeez.
In that garbage can digging for your keys.
Oh, man.
I guarantee if you fell in.
Oh, I can't.
As we were talking about this last hour, those big blue garbage cans.
Right.
If you fall in.
No, that's it.
Especially like head first.
Yeah. Oh, geez. And if it's this time of year, I got to hope the garbage men come by soon. Help, somebody.
Wow. You know what? Just do me a favor. Be careful.
Thank you.
And if you have problems, call me because I'm right down the street. Sunshine today, going to be hot. High 108, 104, the high tomorrow. Possibly a thunderstorm.
Jeez.
But they always say that during the monsoon season, so you never know. It's about 95 already now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
It's not a Jenner this time. It's someone else. They've made about $213 million so far this year.
We're just not happy, are we?
No, we're not.
All right, find out more about that, some other stories after Quarter Flash, Harden My Heart.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Harla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Cher releasing an album of ABBA cover songs. She's been having such a great time with Mamma Mia. She loved doing the movie, the second one.
Mm-hmm.
She says, after I sang Fernando, I thought it would be really fun to do an album of ABBA songs. So I did. It isn't what you think, though. It's a little bit different the way that she did them, apparently. I love her, so I'll listen.
I know.
I'll absolutely listen.
I just hear in my head ABBA songs, but they're going to sound like Cher doing Cher songs that just happen to be words from ABBA songs.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
But to be honest, that's the only way it's going to be because she is Cher.
Right, exactly. She was a dancing queen.
They'll just all have the same melody, just different words. Well, good for her. Glad she had a good time. And how old is she? She's like 70.
She's, 70. What was it? Did she just
71, 70, 72?
Yeah, early 70s now.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Pretty amazing. I look really forward to seeing that second Mamma Mia movie. Very, very forward to that. Ed Sheeran is who it is. Number one on the annual mid-year list of top grossing tours. Over the first 6 months of this year, he's made $213 million so far.
Yeah.
$100 million more than the runner-up, and that would be Bruno Mars coming in third, Rolling Stones. Here's the deal, though. They've all done quite a few shows. The Stones have made $100 million, 12 shows. That's all.
Oh.
Taylor Swift, $98 million. She did 16 shows. Pink, $95 million, 46 shows. So, yeah.
Okay. How many shows did Kylie Jenner do?
None. And she's the top grossing entertainer. The third top. Whatever. What do these people do?
I'm sorry, people didn't.
What do they? No, don't. Don't.
Stoking the fire.
Just go ahead. Keep poking the bear, Mike. Poke the bear.
Poke the bear.
Back off.
Here, bear.
Bear. Yeah, bad bear. Go away, bear. A list of TV and movie characters that we used to love, they say, but now hate, include Ross from Friends and Ariel from The Little Mermaid.
Never liked Ross and Ariel. What did she do?
I know. Well, people say Ross, he used to be funny, and it was sweet when he was trying to get with Rachel, but then he started to get annoying and clingy, and it made him seem creepy. I agree with that. Ariel, they say many 16-year-olds are convinced they're in love and would do something stupid, like give up their voice to be with their love. But most of them have said, you know, at least two words to a person.
That's
too bad.
Ariel.
I know. Poor Ariel.
I can understand Ross, but
yeah, I know.
He's
I get
puss.
It.
He was a puss from the beginning.
Well, he was. But, you had kids, Mike, and I had nieces. I had to watch The Little Mermaid.
Okay.
I don't even know how many times. So
that's why you
She was just annoying at one point. It was like, I'm tired of her. Just make her go away now. That is my painfully deep take for this hour.
ELO, Evil Woman, 96.3, KKLZ, Mike and Carla enjoying the 96 Days of Summer. 8:25, she might not be an evil woman, but she is a bad mama. Mom in Lake Tahoe scared off a bear. We were just talking about bears.
I know.
They say normally, you know, when you go through, bad bear, go bear.
Go bear.
That's all you have to do.
That way. Yeah, well.
Mom in Lake Tahoe scared off a bear off her porch over this past weekend using her, quote, mom voice. Listen to this. This is how it went down.
Oh, no. No, go away.
And that was it. That's all she had to do.
No.
Was the mom voice. And
don't you. You put it down. Jeez.
I'm talking to you.
Yeah.
No. Go. Go away.
That's it. I think it was the last one that really scared the bear. You know, when the bear heard.
Go away.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was it. Okay. I'm waiting for the Barb suit. Tom, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yogi.
You go. My mommy's the Matt. Carla.
Could never figure out who she was talking to. That was just up north.
That's
bear
right.
Showing
up.
Up in Tahoe. On your front porch.
Yeah. I went out years ago, stayed at a friend's at Incline.
Yeah.
Walked outside, and in a tree, it's like, oh, geez. There were four of them. There was a mom and three babies.
Really?
And it was like, just keep walking. Walk. Just, they were in the tree, though. So, yeah.
You didn't stop and talk and say.
Page, I know.
No. Go.
All right, well.
Go, bear.
Nobody was hurt. The bear's fine. A little nervous, but.
Yeah, the bear's fine.
Stay away from that house.
Mom's a badass.
Family four-pack down to Disneyland. We have that to give away. Going to tell you how to win in about 10 minutes from now. 8:36. John Schaefer here with news that we'll get to in a minute. Disneyland. Everybody's talking about Disneyland, the happiest place on earth. Summertime, what are you going to do with the kids? Take them down to Disneyland.
Oh, heck yeah.
Today's the anniversary of the Disneyland opening.
Yeah, is that's really? How about that? 55, was it?
50, yeah.
55, yeah. Yeah, how
the
about
year
that?
I was born.
Aw.
Believe it or not. And I was trying to remember the number one song in the country that year.
Yeah.
Davy Crockett, the Ballad of Davy Crockett.
How fitting. How fitting.
But, not that I'm dating myself. By the soap star. He ended up on soap operas.
Doug and Julie.
Rick Springfield.
No. Bill Hayes.
Bill Hayes.
Yeah, he was on, still is.
Jack
Days
Wagner.
Of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Still on Days of Our Lives. Jack
Wagner.
That was later. That was a little bit later with Jack
John's
Wagner.
Just all of a sudden has Tourette's.
Yeah, I know. Michael Damian.
All right. they were all on.
Yep. Bill Hayes is still on Days of Our Lives.
Is he really?
Yep, he sure is.
Wow.
Yeah, he sure is. He comes back every few months. He does, you know, a month or so, and then he takes
off
time off. Yeah. Yep.
Anybody else you want to throw out there, John?
No, that's it.
All right. Happy birthday, Disneyland. A family four-pack, two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Plus, you qualify. When you win, you qualify for the two-night stay down there at the Disneyland Resort Hotel.
Yeah.
And upgrade to a family four-pack of three-day, one-park-per-day tickets.
Tickets were $1, by the way, when they opened to get into Disneyland.
Not sure what they are now, but they're a little bit more.
They sure are a little bit more.
But we're going to pick up the tab, and we're going to play Fill in the Blank.
Yes.
It's a very easy game.
Very easy, yes.
All right, the phone lines are on hold right now. We'll get through news, traffic, and weather. Starting with caller number 9 at 702-739-9636. Good luck. A chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland. We have Gabriel on the phone. And Gabriel, we're going to play a game called Fill in the Blank. Carla's going to give you a phrase, a title. All you have to do is fill in the blank. 3 out of 3, and you're a winner. Here we go. Number 1.
Gabriel, these are Disney films. Alice in
Wonderland.
Sleeping
with Beauty.
The Lady and the
Tramp.
There you go. That's easy enough.
Yesterday, The Secret Sound. Today, this was like a cakewalk.
That was easy enough. I know it.
Gabriel, you have kids?
Yes, sir, I do.
Awesome. You're going to have such a good time. Disneyland, a family four-pack, two-day, one-park-per-day tickets, plus qualify for the grand prize, the overnight stay down there.
All right.
It's from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet and all a part of KKLZ's 96 Days of Summer.
Beautiful. Love you guys.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by CSN. It's not too late to get enrolled at CSN today. Go to csn.edu now. People in Fort Smith, Arkansas, well, they're happy, Carla, because they just repealed a law from 1953 that banned the public from dancing on Sundays.
Oh, well.
It's like Footloose.
Footloose.
Yeah.
So now they can. So everybody can cut loose?
Yeah.
Footloose.
Yeah, because Kenny Loggins isn't your dad, man.
You always have those laws that people forget about.
I know.
And if they enforced them, you'd go, really?
Right. Can't spit on a Sunday.
Something like that. I don't know if this how small this town is, but cops in Utah pulled a guy over on Saturday. It turned out he was on a stolen motorcycle, but he took off. The cops didn't chase him because one of the cops actually knew the guy, so they just went to his house and waited for him.
That's a small town.
Guy came home about an hour later. Billy, we're not chasing you.
Oh my
Turn
God.
Around, put on the handcuffs, and let's go.
Jeez,
I'm late for dinner. I don't know why I hear Andy Griffith.
Exactly. Song. Oh, that's funny. So. Well, Mike, a naked man went shopping at Walmart in, it's in New Hampshire. He was sporting a farmer's tan, they say. That's about all he's wearing. From the waist down, legs and arms. Yep. They said he just kind of browsed the aisles, looking at clothing and other items.
Okay.
Shoppers posted pictures, of course they did, and video of the man online. Well, the cops showed up, had to take him into protective custody. They didn't know if he was drunk or what was going on. Something was going on because he had no clothes on.
Maybe he thought nobody would notice.
Yeah, or if you're going to buy clothes, why wear them?
I'm here to buy clothes.
Mm-hmm. I had to go to my car naked today because I left something in there I needed. So it was in my garage, but I thought, oh, God, what if? Oh, okay.
Is that the weirdest feeling?
Yeah.
Like, because you know the door is closed.
Yes.
But what if by chance?
Uh-huh. I had a roommate who opened it once, but I did the same thing years ago. I was like, oh, crap. Okay, let me go back in. Yeah. And in Houston, I know.
Just imagining you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, oh, hi, Lynn. I'm going
flipping on the light.
What? Nothing.
Okay.
And our intern, Alex, I don't know if she needs something when she's through here. Now, mattress firm in Houston looking to hire an intern to test out different mattresses and blog about it. Mike, you only have to be 18. And proficient, they say, quote, proficient in napping regardless of time of day.
That is so me.
Isn't that great?
That's
applications.
Awesome.
Through Monday, it's a paid internship, and the ad actually reads, pursuing a degree in catching Z's, would you rather carry a pillowcase instead of a briefcase to work? This fall, you can snag the internship of your dreams as Mattress Firm's first snooze turn.
Wow.
So how about that? I'm going to get online and check this out. I might put it in an application.
I like that.
For both
I could sleep
us.
Anywhere.
I know.
Anytime, cool day or night.
Don't wait. Leave me alone. You people cry. Try the other bed next
to me. I'm sorry, what?
Yes, on the snooze turn. It's Tuesday. That's your other news.
There's Journey and Don't Stop Believing, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla Morning Show. As we do every morning, we wrap up the show with a feel-good story in a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
French soccer team, they won the World Cup 4-2 against Croatia. Well, one of their amazing players, he's 19 years old. He's a wonder kid, they call him.
Yeah.
And his name is Kylian Mbappé. He's a forward for the French team, and he made $22,000 for each of the 7 games that France played in. Okay, then he got a bonus of $350,000 for winning the tournament. They make some money.
Yeah,
totals up to about $500,000 that he's got in his back pocket, but not really, because he's going to give his winnings to charity, 100% to charity. He helps out disabled and hospitalized children who want to play sports in some way.
Oh.
That's what his charity is all about. He's been supporting it. He started it back in 2017, last summer it was, and it's all going to that. It's all, he's just dumping it in there, not touching a dime of what he won from the World Cup.
Well done.
Yeah.
So you don't hear about these stories.
He's 19 years old.
Only 19 years old.
19 years old.
Well, good for him.
Isn't that great?
Congratulations.
That's really cool. That is really cool.
That's a great story.
They make some money, don't they?
If you have a feel-good story you'd like us to hear about and read, then just email it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:40 before we kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Here we go. Looking forward to coming back tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning.
Oh, we're making it tough, man. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Of course, we've got more of those Disneyland family four-packs, so it means another round of
Kazookie Oki Wednesday.
I love Wednesdays. We've also got tickets to see the Backstreet Boys, and we'll buy you dinner over at Fleming's to go along with that.
Get up early for that because we do it in the 6 a.m. hour. Anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast. You can do that of this very show, Showbiz News, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Otherwise, do have a great day. Wendy Rush will give you your next chance to head down to Disneyland with the family. She'll have a four-pack to give away. Do that at about 11:40. But do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.